This is the Light Goddess Podcast, and I am your host, Jude Hotep, the Goddess Coach. If you are here, it means that you are a divine feminine entrepreneur, and come hell or high water, you will root more love into this world. Let's get into it. Welcome back to the Light Goddess Podcast. I am Jude Hotep. This episode is the Sun Sign Horoscopes for all 12 signs for this week of November 8th through 14th. And we are going to get into some of the things that are happening this week. And first, I want to let you know that I coach women on financial healing by restoring your divine feminine truth and intuition. Light Goddess is my one-to-one coaching program where I use astrology and intuition, and we work together for you to overcome distorted money beliefs and restore your innate self-worth so you can run your business on your divine feminine intuition. You can get into a goddess consult with me at lifecoachjude.com. You will get a shift and transformation in this call. And if you want to join us in the Activate Your Goddess Facebook group, where I have weekly Sun Sign horoscopes and videos and coaching and weekly intuitive readings, and where you can also get a personal reading if you join us live, you can click the button at the top of lifecoachjude.com to join us. Let's get into this episode for this week. We have a beautiful week ahead. Venus is in Capricorn doing quality check on your life. Are things of the highest quality, of excellence, she asks. The moon in Aquarius on Wednesday is going to square Mars and Mercury and Saturn. It will probably be a hard day. Laugh, play, give yourself more time and compassion. Do you offer yourself compassion? That is the question for Wednesday. On Friday, we are having Sun trine Neptune. Something old and subconscious is dying away, transforming for the activation of the next phase of your soul mission. And this is what we will discuss in each of the 12 signs for this week. You can scroll forward for your sun sign and listen to your rising as well. For Aries, you are ending subconscious patterns with self-trust, your boundaries with others, and yourself. Your boundaries with work, exercise, too little boundaries, too much of a boundary, the old ways that you do things, the ways that you keep connection, don't keep connection, and the intimacy issues, all of the self-trust, these things are changing. The old ways, old patterns that you've dealt with for a long time that have kept you disconnected or needy, that is shifting, that is ending. The way you let your passions put dings and dents into your self-trust. Maybe you don't get enough sleep, or you disconnect because of triggers or wounds, or you chase after people that are not a vibe match, and so you don't feel you can trust yourself because you are not following your intuition and what your heart needs. This is shifting, and you are moving into a new era of your soul mission. Things are going to feel different for you in your emotional responses and in your rootedness within. Taurus, you are ending subconscious patterns in your relationships, old past karmas ending, old narratives around relationships that you were left out, or never dating people that you found attractive, or that things don't work out. Whatever your stories, your patterns, your interactions were in the past, and your relationships with others, and in your relationship to yourself, that is all being cut away for a new era, and your connections and belongings are upgrading for the new earth, for this next chapter in your soul mission. This is what you've been waiting for a long time. Taurus, this is good. You are going to feel a shift about communication, speaking with others, learning, information, ideas. It's going to be a great week. Gemini, you are ending subconscious patterns and old karmic debt in your health, day-to-day lifestyle, and the real and tangible world, your work, day-to-day, your routine, schedules, in the daily details, the way you used to handle this area of your life, think about it, work with it, is dying off now. These old ways are going this Friday, and you will be upgrading your career, legacy, and status in the world. When your day-to-day life and work shifts to this new life, you're stepping into the new path of your soul mission and career and legacy. You will feel differently in your value and self-worth. Cancer, your subconscious patterns are ending in your self-expression, your creativity, your passion, the way you love. All of the old worries and fears are ending for your new life on this spiritual mission. You are ending the creative insecurity that used to hold you back. The insecurity is for your expression and courage to do what you love and be your true self. That which held you back throughout your life is now being cut away. You are merging into the activated phase of your soul mission and learning and travel, growth, ideas, and your philosophies and your worldview on life and everything, and your connection to different cultures and ways of viewing the world. This Friday, you will be on your new path. You will feel solid and changed in yourself and identity. Leo, your subconscious patterns and old karma are ending in the deep roots of your foundations, family, home, and your emotional cords and the way you've handled your emotions. The old stories and narratives are closing out this week. The past is over when it comes to home and family. On Friday, you'll be activated in your self-trust and the way you handle boundaries, passion, intimacy, and money. This is the next chapter of your spiritual assignment. You will feel an upgrade spiritually in your connection to divine in your imagination and dreaming and visioning. Virgo, your old wounds and patterns around communication, speaking, connecting to others, your local environment, learning, this is all dying off this week. That old way of communicating and dealing with learning and information is dead. You are activating the new soul mission in your relationships. All of them will shift powerfully for the next chapter in your soul mission. This is what you have been craving. Relationships are gifts, and you will be in the new chapter. You will feel changed in connection and belonging. Libra, your old karma is ending around your self-worth, your value, what you think about, what you deserve, and the harmony of your life, the stability and security. The old haunts, the old pain is being cut away now. You can stand on firm ground, feeling secure, and you are stepping into the new earth and your schedules, routines, and day-to-day life. This is a new life in your job. Everything about your practical daily life is now upgrading to the next phase of your soul trust. You will feel changed in your career, legacy, and reputation. How you're seen in the world, this will feel different. Friday is big. Scorpio, your subconscious wounds are being cut away in your identity, your ego, the way that you define yourself in life. Those old patterns are dead. This is a new life in your own selfhood. How you see yourself and how you define yourself is changing for the new life. You're activating the new story on your soul mission in self-expression and courage and creativity. You're going to feel passion and renewal. Your feelings will be upgraded around learning, travel, and worldview. Powerful, Scorpios. Sag, your old patterns in your subconscious world is ending. So you are ending karmic stories that were hidden or leaking out into your life from your subconscious wounds, your karmic triggers. These are being cut away this week. These are changing. You are being spiritually activated in home, emotions, roots, family. You are stepping into the new soul path in your emotional life, the way you deal with emotions. This is the new life here. You will feel a shift around intimacy, boundaries, and self-trust. Capricorn, your old subconscious patterns around belonging and connection and people is all being cut away for the new activation and communication and speaking and learning, your local environment. All of this is new, shifting into the new era you were born to live. Old ways, wounds around belonging, connection is now done. The old karma is moving out for the new way you will connect and communicate. You will feel upgraded in your relationships. Aquarius, your old karmic story is ending in career and legacy. Your insecurities are no longer going to haunt you here. The old patterns, worries, and doubts about where your career is going or how you are seen in the world is ending. You're activating the next part of your soul mission in your self-worth, your self-value, in what you value in life and in your money. It's been a long time, Aquarius. I know you're ready. You will feel upgraded in your day-to-day life, routine, schedule, daily work, and health. Pisces, Your old subconscious patterns around learning, traveling, obsessions, fears, worries that plagued you about how you viewed the world, that is being cut away this week. You're ending blocks and resistances to learning, to education, to new ways of thinking and seeing life. The old ways are going. If you were holding yourself back, now you will be moving forward. You are activating the next phase of your soul mission in your self-identity, in your ego, in the way you define yourself and think of who you are. This is the new life, Pisces. This is big. You will feel upgraded in your self-expression and creativity. You will feel new courage and love. A new way to suss it out is here. Your emotional world around your true self is going to feel amazing. Remember, Wednesday will probably be a hard day. Extra sleep, self-nourishment, self-inspiration. Bring in the humor and play. Do your mindset work. Until next episode, I'm sending you so much love. Hey, goddesses. This has been the Light Goddess Podcast. I am your host, Jude Hotep, the Goddess Coach. And if you would like to apply for the Light Goddess Program, that is all over at lifecoachjude.com. Click the button and we will talk. If you'd like a free guide on how to connect to your sacred feminine and make more money, that is over at lifecoachjude.com.